Hi, Edgar. How are
Hello.
You doing, Edgar? Doing good?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear that. Well, happy Wednesday. My name is Nadine Medina. I'm the regional specialist, and so I handle pricing and details for your area. I know that you've been speaking here with Jess, and, well, she does a great job, you know, explaining the outline of the program. However, she wanted me to go over, you know, the price and details with you. And most importantly, Edgar, I want to make sure that this program would be a good fit for your business. I think that's very important, right? That it all makes sense.
Right.
So I did want to ask you, though, if you, you know, had any questions for me as far as, like, how our program works, or did you have questions about the placement that we do?
No, I think, what is it called? The placement is just pretty much, what is it called? Pretty much like when I look up any restaurant or anything, right? Like seafood, near me, that's what pulls up, right? Like
the local map. Yeah, you're right. That's actually where 90% of searches will start and stop. So the thing is, Edgar, is they don't need to know you by your company name, right? Because how they're going to find you is by your services. Sod installation, you know,
right.
You know, sod contractor, however the case they perform that search, right? They're going to see your company,
right.
Greenville Sod, pop up on that first page of Google. So they'll see a profile with your company name, your phone number, pictures of your work. They're going to click on your number, and they are calling you directly. So these are going to be live calls that'll come to you from potential clients. Does that make sense so far?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So a couple of things that I found when I did a quick search for your company by name, you know, it'll show me where you appear at online. And in fact, I found your Facebook page. I love your logo, by the way. Did you do that logo yourself?
Thank you. No, I wish I did, but I had to hide that out.
Well,
yeah,
listen,
they did
a great job.
I think
job.
They did a great job. Right, thank you.
Yeah, they did a really
yes,
good
ma'am.
Job. Man, I'm even checking out this video that you posted on May 22nd. Wow, that's
yes.
big equipment
yeah, think,
you use. Oh, my goodness.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
Really good work.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We try anyway. We try.
Well, hey. It shows. And then I see you also have an Angie's List. Is that current? Or was that earlier
yes,
on?
Yes, that's kind of current. I mess with it, and then I, you know, it's just that sometimes the jobs are a little...
Uh-huh.
Give me 1 second.
No worries. Take your time.
Yeah, I'm on Angie's List. It's just that the jobs isn't... really like my cup of tea. It's more of for smaller you know,
smaller residential.
Yes. Yes. You know. Kind of people with like a truck and a wagon. You know, wagon
yeah.
wheel.
So it's the smaller jobs. You're looking for the big guys, right? More like a commercial
yes, right.
or bigger land property, right?
Right. Exactly. I mean, it takes a lot of money just to, you know, just to send my guys out and,
well,
you know,
I'm looking,
send my drivers, everything.
And you didn't, I'll tell you this, you didn't even have to tell me that because just by me seeing the videos and the equipment that you use, you're not for the guy that's got like this little itty bitty lot, right? Like you said, that's
right,
pulling
right.
up in a
that's
truck with the sod. You're looking
right,
at
and that's the thing. Like,
a higher end income
yeah,
type of clientele. Am I right?
Right. You know, and that's the thing. Like Angie List, they just give me all these small jobs, and I'm like, man, I just can't.
How much are you paying
like
for the lead? What are you spending on the leads, Edgar?
Man, anywhere from like, it all depends. It kind of just comes up from like different pricing, but you know, sometimes they're like $30, and sometimes they're you know, up to 60, you know.
No way.
I don't know how they come up with that. And the thing is,
wow.
Like, I can't even pick and choose my leads. You know what I mean?
So what's your average spend a week with them? I mean, since you did start.
I have no idea, but I will be honest, I did cancel it, I want to say about 4 or 5 months ago, and then things started getting slow, so then I was like, man, maybe I should be able to, maybe I can do a little job and kind of get some kind of income coming, you know? Because it was, with it being an election year and house market with interest rates, you know, it's just definitely, we can definitely feel it this year, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know.
So now you got the leads turned on again. Okay.
Yeah, well, so I turned them on again. But then, like, even then again, like, I haven't, like, I don't think, I haven't used one lead they ever got. So I probably spent, let's say, $1,000, and I never used them. Yes.
Wow. Okay.
You know, anything valuable anyways.
Okay. And then you typically travel about an hour away from Metro. So roughly you're keeping it within a 50 to 60 mile radius.
Right.
Does that sound about right?
You can do it. Yeah, the thing is, I live there in Piedmont, you know. It's, you know, I don't know if you're located here in Oklahoma City, but.
No, I'm in California, but I'm familiar with the area. So if we're going Piedmont to the metro area, right, let's just say.
Right.
You're looking at about. Yeah, if I'm looking at the map, I'm looking about maybe, a 50-mile radius or a little less than that. Does that sound about right?
Yes, but, my sod farm is out here in Chickasha, which is about 60 miles from Piedmont. So, you know, I also have a builder, like, let's say in Enid, you know, from Enid. The thing is, if the price is right, heck, I'll go to, you know, I'll go to Texas. You know what I mean?
Hey, man, if it makes money, then it makes sense. You know what I mean?
Correct. So, that's literally my motto.
Yeah.
You know?
So here's that's so cool that I said that then, huh?
Yeah. Right. And I tell that to everybody. They're like, man, you're traveling, you know, Enid, because Enid's about 120 miles from my field. Now, the brother, if it makes money, it makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, you guys ain't
getting comfortable. Yeah, no. You know? Absolutely. So you're not afraid to work. You know what I mean? You're going to go where the money's at, but you have, this is what I'm hearing. You have a higher end income type of clientele that you're looking for, right? Not these small fish.
Right.
And I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just
it's not worth
what you're spending in traveling, your equipment, and your guys. You got to make sure you have that overhead.
Right.
Okay, covered.
Correct.
All right.
You know.
I think I know where we're going with. So here's what I want to offer you, Edgar. Okay. I want to offer you a Premier Platinum package because this package, it includes two spotlight positions on Google. Okay. It's going to include the Google local map first page, but it's also going to include the Google ads. Now with the Google ads, okay, we can target by county. We could target by zip code. We could target by mile radius if you wanted. Now mile radius, the furthest it's going to target is 100 miles. Okay. But I kind of feel like maybe you might want zip coded, right? Because of certain areas that you want to be found in. I could be mistaken. But what I want to do is offer this. Go ahead.
I really would like to, when you pull it up, like, have, like, Greenville sod, like, in Piedmont, and then also in Chickasha where the farm's at. You know what I mean? So it's like if you had, let's say, you know, like Walmart. You know, you got a Walmart in Edmond and you got a Walmart in Chickasha. So you could go, you know, they could either call either or.
Gotcha.
Even though it's the same person.
Okay.
You know.
Chickasha, right?
Chickasha. It's actually in Burden, a little bit farther south from Chickasha, about 8 miles south.
Okay. I'm just trying to see how far that is from Piedmont, real quick. Now, you said it's a farm that you have, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, it's only about a 50-mile radius from each other. Am I right?
Yeah, it ain't too far out.
Yeah. Okay. Here's what we can do. Okay, you got a couple options. All right? Now, we could either verify you in Piedmont, because Google's going to verify you with an address. Okay, the address won't show on Google. We hide the address, but it's where the red dot would be. So, Chickasha, you said you have the farm there. Is that a farm that you own, or is it a farm that you go and purchase the sod from?
Yeah, well, I don't own it. I'm leasing it, you know. But
It's your location. What's the address there? Do you mind if I can get the address? I want to take a look and just make sure no one's verified at that address.
Okay. And let me see. Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to find the address. Give me one second.
It's okay, hon. Take your time. Because I'm trying to find a way where I can save you money, right? Like, what's going to be the best way to save you money is what I'm trying to figure out. That's
right. Right. Okay, it's 2082
uh-huh.
County Street 2770, Verdon, Oklahoma.
73092. 73092,
correct.
And that's Verdon. Okay. Okay. So here's what we can do. Okay. And I'm going to explain it to you like this. We can go with our Premier Platinum package, okay? So I'm going to give you your options on how we can do this. We can go with the Premier Platinum package. This package it will also include Facebook ads, okay? It's going to be an option for you, all right? But you know what? I'm not going to include the Facebook ads yet. We're going to go with the Premier Platinum package. You're looking at a flat monthly rate of $499 a month. It's going to come with a one-time $99 setup fee, okay? Getting started with this package, you're looking at $598 every month. After, you're only going to pay $499 a month with no contracts, no click fees. It's a true flat rate. Doesn't matter if you got 100 phone calls or 50 phone calls, you're paying the same rate every month that you're with us, okay? Now, how we can do this is we could either verify you at the sod farm, okay, or we could verify you at the Piedmont address. But this is how it works, right? When you're at that address, okay, at the Piedmont address, the address isn't going to show, but your red dot is going to be in Piedmont. Now, the Google Ads, it's going to target from where your zip code is at and whatever other areas you want to target that are within a 100-mile radius. So let's just say you wanted to target 80 miles. It's like drawing a circle around Piedmont and throwing a blanket over it. That's how the Google Ads are going to cover, right? Or you choose zip code. Or you choose by county, as long as it's within the 100 miles. Now, if we end up verifying it instead at the farm, right, then your red dot's going to be there at the farm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. But see, even if we did the Piedmont, right, the farm's still going to be covered because of the Google Ads. Because it's 50 miles away.
Gotcha.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, if you want to have a, if you want both a red dot in Piedmont and you want a red dot so where you have like two Google business profiles at two different locations, then you're like paying double. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
And then to me, that's a lot more money, you know?
Right. Yeah,
and right
100%.
Now, like you were saying, it's a little slow right now, right? So,
right, like it was, I want to say about, you know, about 2 months ago, it got real
slow.
How is
it now?
And then now, right now, it's definitely picking up. And
that's good.
Definitely.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's,
you know,
really
getting
good.
It rolling.
Yeah. So, now this farm, you lease it, right? So, like, we could put you in both locations, right? So, like, if we created a profile for you in the Piedmont location and then also did one in the Verdon location, right, where the farm is at, okay? If you did both locations, what I could do for you is this. It would be the $499 plus the $99, so it'd be $598 to start the first location. And then for the second location, you wouldn't have a setup fee. It would just be the $99. And, I mean, it wouldn't, you, like, I would remove the setup fee for you. So basically, what you would be paying is $598 to start the first location and just $499 to start the second.
Gotcha. Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes. Okay. Definitely.
Now, we're going to ask you, and let me break it down for you like this too, okay? Now, we're going to ask you, stick it out after 2 months, okay? We call it a 2-month verbal agreement, but listen, you're paying monthly, okay? So, I have an option for you. Now, you're already going to be paying, you know, you're going to have to stick it out for 2 months with us, right? So, if you look at it like this. For the first location, you're paying $598 to start it, and then you pay $499 the next month. You're already investing $1,097, right?
Right.
With us. Okay. Well, check it out. I can get you 3 months. 3 months. If you prepay it, it's $900. And that'll give you 3 months of advertising. Make sense?
Yeah.
So it's saving you money, because even if you broke it down like this, if you paid $499 for 3 months plus that $99 setup fee, you know how much you would have invested in 3 months with us? $1,596. Okay? For 3 months. I'm giving you 3 months prepaid is $900. You pay $900, that's covering you for 3 months. That's still less than what you invested with Angie's, right? With the Home Advisor leads.
Right. Yes. Yeah,
and if you
definitely
did,
less.
Oh, yeah, way less. And even if you did the 3 months for both locations, you're still saving money because you're looking at $1,800, right? And that's giving you 3 months in both locations. How do you feel about the two location? How do you feel about that, Edgar?
I think I want to stick with the one in Piedmont.
I think so too. Honestly, I think to start, Edgar, you should stick with the one location. I really do.
Yeah.
Start with that one first. Listen, if you ever want to add in the second location, let me know and I can try to get you a little bit more of a discounted rate for you. But I honestly feel you should start with the one location because the Google Ads is going to target all the other locations. Do you see what I'm saying? All the other areas.
Give me 2 seconds.
Of course. Take your time. Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, I'm here.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong, I think $900 for 3 months is still a little high. Just because it went bad with Angie's List. Like, you know what I mean?
I know. I get what you're saying, and listen, I don't blame you. I do not blame you, not at all. So let me tell you, right? So with them, you know, because you're doing a pay per lead, and what's hard about that is because you get the lead, right? But when you get the lead, okay, you're sharing it with like 3 or 4 other businesses. You know what I mean? And you got to kind of call them. Now, I think it makes more sense when they call you, because that tells me they're looking for that service. They're looking for a company that can perform that service for them that they need, right? So I think it's more ideal when someone calls you directly, right? I mean, that would definitely make more sense, you know?
Right.
So,
Another question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another question is, obviously, I've already Googled some thoughts places, you know. How far down the list am I going to be? You know what I mean?
Oh, that's a great question. Let's keep it real. Okay? I'm going to always be super transparent with you. Okay? I'm not going to pull no punches. I'm very straightforward. This isn't going to happen overnight.
Beautiful.
Number one. Okay? It's a process. So, like, your Google ads on the first page, your website, those are live within 7 to 14 days. They can already see those, both of them. Your Yelp, like, your directories where we list you at, those happen within 5 to 7 days. You're also going to be able to track your results with us, too. Okay? Edgar, you don't have to take our word for it that this program is working, because you're going to be able to see, like, what phone calls you're receiving, where they perform the location of the search. So you can track all of that, right? Now, what we state in our terms and conditions, and this is what we send to you in writing, we always state that the first page placement on Google, that can take 30 to 45 days. That's always going to be our promise. I have seen at times, though, where it's happened sooner, okay? But the promise is 30 to 45, and that's because we're getting you verified through Google, creating your profile, and submitting it, and maintaining you on that first page. So it's not just a one-time thing that we do and you're there for life. We have to consistently manage your account and make sure that we're posting and we're optimizing you. So we have a team that's dedicated to your account, okay? Now, if I'm looking right now in Piedmont, I'm going to act like I'm in Piedmont, right? And I'm looking for sod installation. I see Vivid Lawns, New Horizon Landscaping, Longevity comes up as well. Are you familiar with some of these guys that I'm mentioning right now?
Yeah, they're more of like the landscaper guys.
Buzz
you know?
Cuts, right? These guys do little jobs. Sod by Sherry.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, Sod by Sherry, he's decent. He's decent size.
Okay, so these are just a couple. Now, these are just a couple of the companies that I'm mentioning that are on the first page of Google, okay? So, these are just a few of them, right? Well, that's where we're going to list you at. You're going to be a part of this, but you got to be an option on Google. I cannot tell you, Edgar, you're going to be number one. I cannot say that you're going to be number five, right? Because it depends on how they're performing the search, right? You know who's doing Google ads? Site One Landscape Supply and a Superior Design Company. Those guys are doing Google ads. Okay, just so that you know. But a lot of these guys are landscapers, and a lot of them are cater more to the smaller, you know, let's keep it real, the smaller jobs, right? If someone's looking for someone who can actually do, like, a bigger job, right, a higher end, they're going to go for a company that can handle that. So we're going to make sure that your company is being found there. Do you see what I'm saying? But you got to be an option. And it's not going to happen overnight. Like I said, I want to be super transparent with you.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, this is how we're going to get you in those other areas, though. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
And I know to you it's a lot of money. I get that. I'm not saying that it's not. But typically, if you knew what our original rate was, you'd probably fall over. Typically, I'm going to tell you, this package normally is $1,098 a month. Monthly. That's expensive. But because of the credit that I was able to apply for you with still being considered a new business is why I was able to bring it down to the $499 a month. Now, I know to you also $900 seems kind of steep, but when you think about it, we're asking you to commit to us for 2 months. So even in those 2 months, you're already investing over $1,000. What is it, like $1,097 or something like that I said? So I'm offering you 3 months for $900, which is still giving you, I mean, you're saving money, right? Because even if you paid that for 3 months, every month you paid $4.99 a month, and then you're paying the $99 setup fee. In 3 months, you would have already invested $1,596. But by me offering you $900, you know, that our finance department is saying, you know, he could pay $900 and we'll run it for 3 months, right? You're saving like $696. Or right. If you are more comfortable with paying every month, then that's your option too. I just like to always, I'm a numbers girl, Edgar, so I'm going to find where I could save you money. I'm always going to do that. I'm always
so
going to try to find somewhere to save money.
$900 for 3 months, and then it goes up to $500 again?
So what happens is this, right? So we have options where you could pay 3 months, 6 months, or you could pay for the full year, right? But let's say you pay for the 3 months. Right before it expires, you can decide if you want to continue to pay another 3 months, if you want to pay 6 months a year, or if you just want to go month to month, or if you want it to just cancel. You have that option. You just got to let us know at least 3 business days before it expires, before your 3 months expires. Do you see what I'm saying? Because if you don't, what'll happen is it'll automatically renew to the $4.99 a month. Automatically. Unless if you tell us, hey, I want to cancel it once it expires, I don't want to continue, or hey, I want to go another 3 months, or I want to do a 6 month, or I want to do a year. But if you don't say anything, and when it expires, it's going to automatically renew, which would be like on the, like if you sign up today, your renewal is going to be on the 29th, right? It's going to be on the 29th day. So that means it's covering you May, June, June, July, July, August. So August 29th, it'll automatically renew at $4.99 a month if you haven't told us otherwise. Make sense?
Right.
Not trying to confuse you. Am I making sense though?
No,
so? I'm sorry, hon, if I'm, I don't want to confuse you.
Right. Can I pay the $900 and then cancel, like, tell you right now, be like, okay, in 3 months, if it works, then I'll call you.
Here's what I could do. Here's what I could do, okay? We could do the 3 months, right? I will make it a point to set it on my calendar. I will set a reminder for me to call you the week before it expires. I prefer to call you a week before. Okay. I don't like waiting till the last minute. I would call you a week
right.
before and say, hey, Edgar, what are we going to do? Are you going to want it to cancel so that way I can put in the cancellation? Or do you want to go another 3 months? Do you want to go month to month? What do you want to do? This way it gives you enough time. Do you see what I'm saying? I don't want to wait until 3 days before. You know what I mean? I would rather call you the week before to say, Edgar, what are we going to do?
Right. Okay.
And I've done that many times in the past with other business owners only because here's the thing. I know sometimes you get very busy, right? Things slip your mind and you're like, before you know it, you're like, oh darn, I forgot a call. Right? So
right.
I take the responsibility of setting a reminder for myself on both of my calendars. So I'll get a reminder that says, call Edgar regarding renewal. And I would set it the week before because August 29th, just to give you the heads up, would be your renewal date, right? Because that's when it would expire. So if we look at August 29th is a Thursday, I would actually call you a week before August 22nd to see what you want to do.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. So what I want to do first, Edgar, is what's the best email address for you? I saw one on your Facebook. It says greenbillsod@gmail.com. Is that a good email for you?
Yes. But are you going to be sending me a lot of like emails and stuff. You know what I mean?
No. Let me tell you why I ask for the email. And I always like to confirm which email you want to use. So you're not going to be getting, like, spam emails, okay?
Yes.
The way that we communicate with you, and I'm going to break it down like this. I ask for the email because I'm going to send you everything in writing, okay, on the package that you're getting. I'm going to also send you your receipt to that email as well because you need your receipt for your tax purposes. As you know, everything is a write-off, okay?
Right.
Now, sometimes, like, when we communicate with you, we communicate, our company, Local Splash, will communicate via phone, text, and email. Because sometimes we know you're in the middle of a job. You can't just pick up the phone, right? So we like to sometimes send you an email, and we might even send you a text like, hey, Edgar, we sent you an email. Can you please take a look at it? Right? Because part of our job is to keep you in the loop of the work that we're doing. We need to make you aware of what we're completing, okay, as far as in your programming. Does that make sense? So, in other words, you're not going to get bombarded with like 20 different emails every day. We don't work like that. But we got to keep you aware of what's going on in your account and how and what progress we're making. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Does that kind of clarify for you?
Yes.
I know what you mean because you know what? I do the mistake where...
Will that show like everyone else that I have that? Because it seems like, I mean, I know you called, but, I mean, I get like 100 calls of them, of people like, you're not a Google search, you know?
I'm not surprised. So, you know what we do, too? Here's another thing that we can do to help you with that. We have where we could set up where we could put, it's called a tracking number that's linked to your actual phone number. So instead of them seeing your physical phone number, what they would see is a tracking number, okay? But when they call that number, it's going to ring to your phone. Now, this tracking number, it comes with an app that you download from the App Store, and it'll allow you to track your phone calls, your messages, and you can even block calls, okay? If someone were to call you and say, hey, you're not on Google or whatever, I'm going to tell you, you're going to have people still calling you trying to tell you that. But when it's a tracking number, it's less likely because they don't like calling tracking numbers. Do you see what I'm saying? It's an option for you. It doesn't cost you more money. It's included.
Would that be for everyone? Like everyone would dial that number?
Yeah. So like, for example, let's just give you an example. Let's say the number was 405-777-7777, right? That's the number that they're going to see on Google, on your profile. When they click on that phone number, it's ringing to your phone that you and I are speaking on. So what happens is when they're not seeing your physical phone number. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Gotcha.
So it's an option for you. You don't have to, but I can't tell you either that a company isn't going to call you and tell you, hey, you're not on the first page of Google. Let us help you. You know what I mean? Trust me, they're out there, you know, but there is a way you can block those calls. Well, who's your phone carrier, Edgar?
I got Cricket.
You're on Cricket? They don't give you the option to like block numbers on, do you have like an iPhone or an Android?
Android. But it's the giant, I mean, it's like,
does it
you
slow
know,
down?
Not hard feelings, but like, it's like you got, you know, you're from California and you're dialing me at a 405. You know what I mean? Once I have a 405 number, I'm like, oh, it could be a client, it could be this, it could be that.
Yeah, and so I'll
like,
explain
a lot
to
of,
you.
A lot of,
and I
you
understand
know, gets,
what you're
gets,
saying.
You know what I mean?
It's aggravating.
I mean, it's kind of, yeah, it is. It is.
I get it. And I'll tell you why you see a local number. So our company, we're based out of Fountain Valley, California. I mean, that's where you're going to find Google's headquarters is in California, okay? So the problem, what happens is that because we make so many phone calls, Edgar, I got like categories I got to fill. One in Florida, in Miami, Florida, I have one I got to fill there for concrete contractors. I have one in San Francisco, California, okay, that I got to fill for tree services. And then I got another tree service that I got to fill in San Diego, California. So I have a lot of categories that are open right now that my reps have to help me fill. So you can imagine how many phone calls we make a day throughout the United States. I mean, we're talking Monday through Friday, right? So in order for us to keep the cost down on the amount of calls that we're making and to still be able to provide a reasonable rate to our clients, our potential clients, is why we use this program. It's called Voice Over Internet. If I'm calling in Dallas, Texas, it's going to pull a local number from Dallas. If you call that number, you're going to reach our customer service department. However, I'm still sending you our phone numbers, our 877 number. So that's why you see that number. Okay. Like I said, I'm always going to be transparent and upfront with you. That's how I am even in my personal life. And I think sometimes that's why my kids don't like talking to me because I don't sugarcoat it. I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen and what's going to go on. I would prefer that you have a realistic expectancy of when you're going to see yourself listed there and how this all works because now you and I are both on the same page. Make sense?
Right.
Okay. Right. But I appreciate you, and I don't get my feelings hurt, okay? You don't hurt my feelings. I got thick skin, I promise. Okay?
Right.
I appreciate you being honest, too. And this is, and when you have questions, I don't mind them. I encourage questions. I receive them with open arms, and I'm going to tell you why, because a closed mouth doesn't get fed. If you don't ask, you're not going to know.
Right?
That's what my grandma used to always tell me. There's these two emails. Now, I'm giving you a heads up. You're getting these two emails from me. They're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. Now, the first one, it gives you the outline that I told you that's included in the package and that it's $900, three months prepay. Okay? That's covering you for the three months with the website included and everything detailed. Okay? Now, the second email that I sent to you, it's going to say in the subject, client dashboard analytics. Okay. Now what that one does is it gives you an overview of our reporting system on how you're going to track your results with us. Remember, you're not just taking our word for it that this program is working. You got to be able to track those results. Okay. So I sent you those two.
All right.
Now. On your phone, Edgar, what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to send you two text messages. The first text is going to say, hi, this is Nadine Medina, which is me. Okay? Now, I'm just what's considered the lead on the account, but I'd like for you to always have my information for your records. So I'm sending you the first text. Now, the second text, this is going to have the number to our customer service department. For me, it's the same phone number, but if you want to talk to me, you're going to put in extension 623. I put it on that text, okay? This second text that I'm sending you, it's the number to our customer service department. So as I mentioned to you earlier, Edgar, you will have a team that is dedicated to your account here within our company. Anytime you have an update, you have a change, a question, or even a concern, you're going to contact customer service. We are always here Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. Now, for you being 2 hours ahead of us, we're here for you 9 to 6, Monday through Friday. Okay? Did you get those two text messages?
Yes.
Now, on the second text message that I sent you with customer service's phone number, I already sent you as well in that text the username and the password for your tracking and reporting system. So your username is always going to be your phone number, but your password is webbing, all lowercase. It's in that text if you want to take a look so you see what I'm talking about. So that's how you track your results with us. Now, I'm going to highly suggest, Edgar, that you save our phone number in your contacts under Local Splash so you never lose our phone number, okay?
Okay.
Now, I'm going to create the account. Your first name is Edgar. What is your last name? It's just for the account here with me. It's not going to be anywhere online.
It is for my what? What do you need? Last name?
I need your last name. Yes, please.
Oh, Ochoa, O-C-H-O-A.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's my godfather's last name. It's a big family out here in California. Yeah, they're in Santa Ana. My godfather comes from a huge family. Yeah. Okay.
Heck yeah.
There's a lot of Ochoas over here where I live at.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Where in Mexico are they from?
I believe my Nino's from Zacatecas. His family.
Nice.
What, are you guys from Mexico too?
Yeah, we're from Chihuahua.
Are you serious? My grandpa was from Chihuahua.
Yeah.
He was born in San Rosalia, Chihuahua. Camarga?
Really? Yeah?
Yeah,
wow,
my grandpa's last
awesome.
Name was Portillo. Oh my gosh. I love talking,
yeah.
I love when I'm speaking with someone from Chihuahua. What part of Chihuahua? Like Merced Park, Juarez, or?
Yeah, no, we're over here by Delicias.
Okay.
Delicias, Milky Way, which is about an hour, I want to say an hour from Chihuahua, Chihuahua. So we're more,
know,
in the outskirts. Yes, yes.
Interesting. Oh, wow.
That's
so cool. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Right, right.
Okay,
yes.
So you speak Spanish then, huh?
Yeah, I do.
My Spanish is like de pocha. I mean, you can understand me, but I don't speak it like,
right.
You know,
like fluently,
like super, like, how would I say, like super, like kind of more like, not slang, because slang is like when you're using kind of like pachuco words or whatever, but my Spanish is good.
Yeah.
But that's why I was my grandpa's consentida, because I spoke it, right? And I could read and write
right,
it.
Right.
Yeah, so, and my grandpa was very proud of being, you know, Mexican, so.
Of course. We can't forget where we came from.
No, you know? Absolutely. Now, the phone number, Edgar, that you want people to contact you on, and I'm talking about potential clients, is that going to be the 405-410-5671? Is that the number you want them
to call?
Okay.
Yes.
And that's the best number for us to contact you on, too, right? Like, if we have an update on your account? Okay.
Yes.
Now, the company, it should read as Greenville, one word, and then SOD, S-O-D.
Correct?
Okay. Now, do you want to verify the business at the Piedmont address for now?
Yes.
Okay. So I don't know if this is the address we're going to use, because it's the address that shows on your Angie's, your home advisor, which I don't know why they ever put the address on there. It's 220 Spur Circle Northwest.
Yes.
Is that the address? Okay. And then it shows the zip code is 73078. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm assuming this is where you live, the address?
Right.
Okay, we're going to hide it. Let me just put that it needs to be hidden, because no one needs to know where you live at. Okay? So they're only going to see the red dot where the city and zip code is. Okay?
Beautiful.
Okay. Now, Edgar, we're going to go over the billing. Okay? So today, what you're going to pay is $900. I'm going to call you on 22nd of August to see if you're just going to want it to cancel out, if you're going to renew it, whether you want to go month to month, or if you want to do another 3 months, or if you want to do 6 or 12 months, right? But I am going to call you. I've already put it on my calendar, on both calendars that I have, to call you on the 22nd. Okay? Now, when I'm going over your billing, I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification recording. It's for your protection, and it's going to outline the service agreement. It's going to go over the amount that you're paying today, that it's for the 3-month prepaid. I'm going to call you on August 22nd to see if you want to renew or if you'll be canceling at that time. When I'm walking you through this, if there's something you don't understand, Edgar, I want you to stop me and just say, Nadine, what does that mean? So that way we can go back and review it. And then I'll rephrase it, because I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we do your payment.
Right.
Does that sound good?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I have a question. I'm cool with doing it and everything. Is there a way? I need to make 2 phone calls, though, for my guys.
Okay.
They're at a job site right now. And
okay.
Do you could you call me back in literally like 5 minutes or 10 minutes?
Why don't I give you 10 minutes? Why don't I give you 10 minutes so that way it gives you a little bit of time to talk to your guys? I can call you back in 10 minutes.
Perfect.
That is not a problem.
Perfect.
Okay?
All right.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll call you back in 10 minutes,
right.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Sounds good. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.